No, that's fine.
Is it near, oh, it's near enough?
Just leave that here. How's it sound? This is an interview with Lillian Sarin in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. February 2nd, 1981. Today we're going back to your earliest In fact, I'd like you, if you would, to perhaps discuss a bit your childhood. You were from a New York family. Were you raised in New York?
Yes. In the winter, we were in New York, and because my father was a doctor, and he was practicing in New York in our bathroom. In we had a red stone house, and he took that, made it office out of the bathroom, and with nice tiled floors. And my mother was a society girl, but very interested in all kinds of things. And we weren't all that wealthy. But she belonged to Hayward Bruin's circle and to all sorts of reading things with very interesting friends like Dorothy Elmhurst, who was Dorothy Whitney. And I was always having fun through my mother's friends, because they were all so wealthy and they had roofs we could go on and we could play together.
And you were with them quite a bit as a small child?
No, my father died when I was two.
Yes, but you were with your mother's friends?
Well, my mother used to be invited everywhere because she was so charming, and she was all alone, and of course she had to then bring us along. Mm-hmm. She just had to do it, and we loved it.
Your memory of your father's are necessarily very, very few, I guess. He died in Rome, too.
My only memory of that is, yes, that was the dangerous thing. It's the worst thing, I suppose, that's ever happened to me while I was young. I mean, way back. And I can understand it now, that all of a sudden my attentive mother and father, as they could be, suddenly my father wasn't there, and my mother was always dressed in black whenever I saw her, and then she was gone several days, and that's after he died, and then she was gone a month to California, and because kind friends and relatives wanted her to have some happiness and some healthy exercise to forget all that happened. So we were left behind with somebody, I don't know who, but I guess it was the nurse we had all the rest of until we were teenagers.
And was this nurse a good person?
She was an English person. She was quite ignorant, but she was very kindly. She was very permissive, if anything, over permissive, but I think that was better than if she'd been strict.
But that was a horrifying time for you, was it, when your mother went away?
Yes, it was. My mother was had many beaus, boyfriends. She was very, very ladylike about everything, but I was quite aware of everything that was going on. And she used to give parties. It got to be the Prohibition days when we were teenagers in that same house. We used to watch the dumbwaiter, fill up martinis and put them on the dumbwaiter for her parties upstairs, which were very genteel, but nevertheless they were for there were well-known men there, friends of my mother's and women, and they had their martinis and then talked about literature. So we had quite an interesting time about that, but when we tasted the martinis, we threw it down in disgust and said we would never do it again because it tasted so awful. So then my mother finally gave up drinking anything, and she never drank to speak of. And then she became she was for prohibition in the typical, how do you call it, free, white, and 21 way. What's that? Republican. She was a staunch Republican. And Eleanor Roosevelt was against prohibition, because she felt that that to deny somebody